Welcome, Hoosier fans, to today's edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Cameron Drummond, and former Hoosier Derek Elston has left the Indiana program. Indiana will be in search of a new director of player development following an announcement Thursday that Derek Elston would be leaving the program. Elston, who played for the Hoosiers from 2009 to 2013, had served as the team's director of player development since October of 2015. His final day with the program was Thursday, as he has taken a new position with United Fidelity Bank in Carmel as a community development officer. Elston served in his role under both head coaches Tom Crean and Archie Miller, and it followed a playing career with the Hoosiers in which Elston, a native of Tipton, won the 2013 Big Ten Championship and reached the 2012 Sweet 16. Elston's duties, which included player mentoring and administrative operations, will be divided among current IU men's basketball staff members for the rest of the season. We'd like to wish Derek all the best in his future endeavors. Elsewhere, one of Elston's former IU teammates has gotten off to a hot start to the new NBA season. Charlotte Hornets big man Cody Zeller has recorded double-doubles in each of the first four games of the season for the Hornets. Zeller is averaging 15 points and 13.5 rebounds per game for the 2-3 Charlotte team. Another Indiana alum, center Thomas Bryant, is also averaging a double-double through four games with the Washington Wizards. And we'd like to give a shout-out to Romeo Langford, who made his professional debut Wednesday night for the Boston Celtics, playing in the final 14 seconds of their comeback win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Congratulations, Romeo. In news focused on this year's IU team, a replay of Tuesday's exhibition win over Gannon University will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Elsewhere, ESPN also released its Big Ten preseason projections Thursday, with the Hoosiers projected to finish either 7th or 8th in the Big Ten Conference. While the preseason pessimism continued for IU's team prediction, all three of the ESPN writers polled said that Trace Jackson Davis would be the newcomer of the year in the Big Ten Conference. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, please visit assemblycall.com. Remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY, A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y, for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back next week with a new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers!